This is Danny Chen, lecturer of School of Professional Education and Executive Development, SPEED, PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Fight Against Pandemic Should Not Be Politicized. South Korea, once regarded as an international model of the fight against COVID-19, has recently seen a sharp deterioration in the situation. Its daily number of confirmed cases has hit new highs repeatedly, and the nation is on the brink of a major outbreak. A local right-wing conservative church paid no regard to the pandemic, and mass infections ensued. Core figures of the church continue to promote political conspiracy theories nevertheless, accusing the Moon Jae-in administration of using the pandemic to oppress the church. It failed to provide the authorities with a list of church members as soon as possible. As a result, South Korea's anti-pandemic authorities are unable to track down their asymptomatic patients and their close contacts, and the virus has spread everywhere. Despite the government's strong virus testing capabilities and powerful tracking systems, they cannot function as effectively as they should. The fruit of the country's anti-pandemic efforts over the past 6 months could be ruined at once. More than half a year after the global outbreak of the pandemic, a number of countries and regions that were regarded as models of successful anti-pandemic efforts have encountered problems one after another. First, Singapore succumbed to the pandemic. And South Korea has seen a major outbreak recently, with 20% of the cases having unknown sources. To curb the pandemic, the Moon Jae-in administration re-tightened social distancing restrictions. In addition to indoor and outdoor restrictions, the closure of public facilities, allowing civil servants to work from home, and the closure of high-risk premises. This week, the authorities ordered all schools in Seoul capital area to switch to online teaching. In addition, Taiwan's official figures show that while there have been zero local infections over the past 20 days or so, there have been many exported cases during the same period. Many countries have reported the number of confirmed cases from Taiwan one after another. The number of Taiwan's official confirmed cases is still in three digits, but it is worth mentioning that the virus testing rate has been low. The major outbreak in Singapore's foreign worker dormitories in April and May exposed the issue of foreign workers' rights in the country. While South Korea's current crisis reflects its political divisions and ideological discord. To date, more than 50,000 cases have been confirmed in Singapore and about 18,000 in South Korea. Over the past few weeks, the pandemic in South Korea has taken a sharp turn. Three-digit new cases have been recorded for 13 consecutive days. In recent days, the daily number of confirmed cases has surged over 300. The authorities say that the virus is spreading across the country at an alarming rate, and the situation is dire than early this year. If the situation does not improve, they must consider raising the response level to level 3, which is the highest level. All economic and social activities in the country will then have to be suspended. With large-scale viral testing and efficient virus tracking capabilities, the South Korean government succeeded in overcoming the first wave of the pandemic at the beginning of this year and set a benchmark for democratic countries. However, no matter how efficient and powerful the disease control system is, all parties need to cooperate. If mutual trust is lacking between the government and the people, everything will be in vain. As the pandemic drags on, the government and the people must put aside their differences and work together to escape the fate that the side on the defensive will lose the battle ultimately. Virus tracking must be fast and accurate. It is imaginable how hard it is for the government of South Korea to turn the tide now. The current crisis in South Korea reminds everyone that the fight against the pandemic must be united and should not be politicized. Thank you for listening to this editorial brought to you by Danny Chen, lecturer of School of Professional Education and Executive Development, SPEED, PolyU.